good afternoon, and welcome into another installment of the Conversations with Carlisle. I'm your host, Jackson White, with the one and only Don Carlisle.
Good afternoon, good people.
So, Coach, last time we talked, you've only played one game since then. That was this past Saturday versus Avon. You guys pulled out with a victory 70-51 with a big third quarter. You guys pulled out. It was a close game in the first half, but the second half really just led you guys to a big victory.
Yeah, man, I thought that we played decent defensively, especially against McCray, who had been having a lot of success scoring the basketball the previous two games. He had 33 points and 42, respectfully. He's a really dynamic, quick, and athletic, strong guard. We did a really, really good job on him. I think he had 8 points, which was, you know, a big part of our game plan to try to cut his water off, limit him a little bit, which we were successful doing, which gave us an opportunity to break the game open and pull away a little bit.
Yeah, and one big thing in this game was Sean Arnold had himself a really nice game. I mean, he's had a good season, but 60 points, 16 rebounds. He had multiple steals, multiple blocks, multiple just everything. He was all around. He played a crazy good game, and he is just such a glue guy for you guys.
It's his effort. Mm-hmm. If I could bottle what Sean brings to us effort-wise and sprinkle that upon the rest of the group, then I don't know who can beat us. Sean plays extremely hard. I think that sometimes the thing that makes him really, really good is the thing that hurt him at times is because of his energy and effort. Sometimes he just runs off of his man and he'll give up a play where we're always in scramble mode. But you have to allow him to be him at times, especially at the end of the games. I kind of need to reel him in because his energy is infectious. But I think against Carmel, we gave up when Zane ended up fouling out of that game. It was because Sean kind of just ran off him, and we had to rotate and scramble. So the things that he does on the court, it's immeasurable as far as the impact that it has on our team. So I'm never going to tell him to not do it, but there's definitely times and places for him. But he had himself a game. I think he had 10 or 12 offensive rebounds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was all over the boards.
Yeah, and there was one play. Which game was it? It wasn't Carmel.
I think it was Tech. Not Arsenal Tech. I think because he was Addicts. On the floor. Addicts, yeah.
Addicts. So
that's what
the one he was just running around guarding like four or five different people. Dove on the floor twice, two or three times. Got like three deflections and ended up getting us an extra possession when the game was tight. Those type of energy and effort plays that Sean plays with, man, is where, like you say, he's kind of the X factor for us. And when he's able to use that energy in a positive way, it always bodes well for the Giants.
So one thing that, at least in recent, the past couple games, is Mark Zachary Jr. getting the start for you guys in place of Clay Butler. And he's a guy who is a freshman. In football, he played a ninth grade team, and then he bumped up to JV, and then he started the end of the season at cornerback, and he's doing the same thing for you guys as well. I mean, what have you seen from him? And it just seems like he's getting better every game, and he's only a freshman.
He's been consistent. I think that he had just had to bide his time. As far as skill and being able to handle the pressure of being a varsity basketball player, I think that he's been ready for that all year. But we brought him along, you know, slowly. But he's been doing it all year. I think the first game that he played, JV had 27 and two quarters. The things that he's been able to do on varsity, he's kind of been doing all year. He had some really good success in AAU where he and Jalen Harrison, who plays for a standout player for Fishers, they won a national championship. He's a good kid, a great student, and he's getting an opportunity to play now, and he's showing that he's ready to for that opportunity as well.
So you guys play two games this week. You play this next upcoming Tuesday versus Covenant Christian, and then Friday versus Lawrence North. This Tuesday, you guys walk down the road. To take on Covenant Christian, a team that's in 2A. They're 8-9 on the season. What do you expect from the Warriors this Tuesday?
Smaller team. You know, we'll probably see some zone. They played us tough last year. The Flat brothers, they have a head coach has three sons, I think, and two of them have already went through, and I think this is the youngest one. They're always pretty good players. I expect them to come out and give an effort worthy of playing a team a couple classes up from them. So, you know, we'll try to match their effort and come out and play. Hopefully, come out with a victory. But I know they're gonna play hard for sure, and they're on their home floor. So,
man, it's just right down the road. So
two steps.
You guys can make the team walk down there if you wanted to, but it's cold, so you'll probably take the bus. But then this Friday, you guys travel to Lawrence North to take on a team you guys played earlier in the season in the Marion County Tournament and put away early. I think you guys beat them by the high 20s in that tournament. Lawrence North is a team that's still very good. They only have one loss in the mix. Same with you guys, up sitting 5-1 in the mix. So this is a big game. You got a tough another tough game versus CJ Gunn. You guys played good defense against him, but it's just really hard to play teams twice in one season. And this is a team you could possibly see in the tournament later down the road as well.
Correct. We beat them by 39 the first time that we played them. Yeah. So, you know, it was a good game for us. I know they're going to come ready to play. We got to go back there again. So it's a home game for them. So, you know, I'm expecting them to be Lawrence North. You know, we'll come out and play as Ben Davis. Hopefully we can get some similar type of effort that we had in the first game, especially on CJ Gunn. I saw at the end of that Connersville game that they won at the buzzer. CJ hit a three. They were down two, and he hit a three at the buzzer to win that game and give them a one-point victory over Connersville. So I don't think they lost since we beat them.
Yeah, they haven't.
They haven't lost since we beat them. So, you know, they're figuring it out. We'll have to have more of the same. I know, just like everyone else know, that they'll come and it'll be a different type of game. But we'll be prepared and we'll be ready to go. You know, come on up to the east side, Lawrence North. Of course, we would need all your support as we go. Try to go 2-0 against them this year. And it'll end our MIC, our games in the MIC. Hopefully, we'll finish the year with one loss.
Yeah, and Carmel and Lawrence North play tomorrow as well. So that's going to be a game to watch out for. If Lawrence North were to beat Carmel and you guys beat Lawrence North, you guys and Carmel would share the MIC championship. But there's two games, both away games, but Covenant Christian is just right down the road, so we can pack the house there. And then Lawrence North, a big MIC matchup to round out the week, and then we'll talk about next week, next Monday. Once again, Coach, thanks for joining me. Two big games. Any final thoughts?
No, like I said, we are right up the street tomorrow night, 6 or 7:30, literally at the corner. on 21st Street. So if you guys want to come out and watch some good basketball, come on out to Covenant Christian tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for JV, 7:30 for varsity, and Friday night, come on out on the east side to support us at Lawrence North, 6 o'clock JV, 7 o'clock varsity.
There we go. So I had two good games coming your way as the season's winding down. MIC matchup Friday, Covenant Christian this Tuesday. Coach, I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Man, you know what? I do want to give a huge shout-out to the girls and Coach Bench on that triple overtime victory. I wasn't able to make it to the game, but I saw it on live. I saw it online where they were huge on the glass. They missed some free throws, but they were able to hit the ones to count it. Hit the layups to count it. Got some key defensive stops. So congrats to the girls. Congrats to Coach Bench and the whole girls basketball program on their win. And good luck in the regionals.
Yeah, regional is Saturday. I'll be there with the former head coach, Coach Lentz. So that game is Saturday as well, 10 a.m. So Coach, hopefully you guys will be joining them as sectional champions later in the season. But I'll talk to you next time. Yep.